When I was little, there was a girl that I went to school with that for a period of about a month or two, I can't remember if it lasted a full 2 months, but she was stealing everybody's lunches. And I can't tell you how stressful it was to be trying to learn your times tables, learn your division, and wonder if your snack pack was going to be there when you got to lunch. It would stress me out. You have no idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she,
no, I listen. No, I get it.
She loved lunch. This girl loved lunch. I can't describe it in any other way, because there was some instances of her almost getting caught, but it took so long to catch her because I don't know when she would have been. She must have been eating fast. She must have been eating slick. She must have been eating all the time, because for no one to be able to get a glimpse of her, because I went to like a school where all of the lunches were together. This wasn't like a school lunch in a cafeteria. This was every right. little kid brings their lunchbox and puts their lunchbox in their cubby and everything.
Right. Are the cubbies in the classroom or are they in the hallway?
They're in the hallway.
Okay.
And that's
because if they're in the classroom, then holy shit, she's like lowering from the ceiling or something. She's doing
Mission Impossible
some
style.
Hard, yeah, she's doing hardcore heist shit. But if they're in the hall, okay, that makes more sense.
So what really got me was there was a day where I overheard the teachers sort of trying to figure out who it was, because it had gotten to the point where some of the teachers' lunches had gotten eaten too. And there was one teacher that was like, "How? It was in my car."
Just a little girl out there with a coat hanger.
Just popping locks so that she could get in the back seat to get this dude's hot lunch. Dude, it was absolute insanity. And so there was one time that my snack pack was gone. There was another time my Capri Sun was. It would always be like either parts of your lunch, but if you had a really good lunch, the whole thing was gone.
Whole thing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it got to the point where the teachers were like, some kid is clearly throwing people's lunches away out of spite or something. Like, maybe we should look at who's being bullied, because this is clearly some sort of revenge tactic, because no child could be eating this much.
Yeah, yeah. Or we got to do daily weigh-ins.
Yeah, it was... It was insane. A daily weigh-in would have been good. It would have been nice to just have, because then you would catch the person red-handed, not just on the scale, but I imagine if there was actually a point where every child at that school had to check in, there would never have not been snack pack chocolate yogurt all right. over this person's hands.
And, or who knows? This kid already seems to be like a master thief. Maybe they'd somehow always avoid the weigh-in.
It got to the point where I put a padlock on my lunchbox. And people think I'm lying, but it's no joke. Like, there was a little while there where I had a...
Like a full one or one of those like little luggage ones?
No, a little luggage one. Little luggage
okay.
one.
Because like, I would have loved it if it was like you had this little lunchbox with like a massive steel padlock on it.
I had a teacher get mad at me when I put the lock on my lunch, because she was like, "Listen, no one's going to steal your lunch." And it, to me, it felt like the moment in a mob movie where the police are like, "We can protect you." And then the person who's already watched a bunch of mobsters die be like, "You can't protect yourself." You know, because that's essentially what I told her. I was like, "Hey, from what I heard, your lunch got stolen." So while we out here sort of telling people their lunches are going to get taken, where is your lunch, by the way? Did you lock your lunch away? Because if you hit lock on your car and left your lunch there, then we're doing the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I remember there was a day where I must have left because it was one of the luggage ones with a key. So it wasn't a combination one.
Yeah.
And that was a big mistake, because there was one day where I locked the thief and myself out of my lunch. I was just sitting in front of a lunch bag that I couldn't get in, just staring at it hungry, right? And it got to the point where kids were even talking about it for a little while, because they were like, "I just don't know. I'm so hungry." Because then there were times where they would let us play. This is like another problem with Louisiana heat. There would be times where if you got to school early, especially if you were in that, you know, lower level of grades, you got to school early, you could play outside. and then come in, and then you would do your schoolwork, and then there would be lunch, and then another recess, and then you would come in and finish your work for the day and then go home, right?
Right.
But on days where the summer wasn't quite over, like in August, September, or something like that, where you can still get some of that heat and the sun is, you know, coming up a little bit earlier, it would be, you'd be so hot from playing in the morning. And then you would have lunch, and then you would play again. So the kids that got their lunch stolen didn't want to go play again because they had no food in them. So they were like, I can't go out there. But then the teachers were like, this is our only peaceful time. This is the only time that we kids are out. So, like, at least stand outside for a second. Let me have a peaceful lunch. And so they finally caught her. And when they caught her, it felt, you know, like when you see a magic trick, how it's done, you feel so silly for your eyes ever falling for it. Mm-hmm. When they caught this girl, it couldn't have made more sense. It really did. I'm telling you. I felt so dumb. I mean, I'm like 7 years old, but I'm still like, ooh, I felt so dumb. Because when they caught her,
she's dressed like the Hamburglar.
Look.
The first words were robble robble when you
right. They caught her red-handed, and it was funny because she was trying to put it back real quick, but they was still chewing. So they were like, hey. I don't know. I think I'm gonna make up a fake name. Just
yeah, no, you should.
So they were like, Sheila, what are you doing? And then Sheila was like, like had a mouthful of food, and we're all sort of peeking, not all of us, but a handful of us are peeking outside of the classroom door because this person's being caught, and we're like, oh, is this the, you know? And they were like, Sheila, what are you doing? And she was like, nothing, just put my lunch back. And then pushing the lunchbox back, right? But then the lunchbox she was putting it back in was the lunchbox of the person it actually belonged to. So then she was like, so why is that in Sebastian's cubby if it's your lunch? You know, like the way that like adults trap you with logic when you're a kid.
Right, yeah.
And I'll never forget. She goes, I don't know. It's a mystery. Mouthful. It's a mystery.
We gotta get to the bottom of this.
It's you know, we gotta get the cops involved, you know, do something. It was
follow the
insight.
Money. This goes to the top.
Oh, you wanna get Perry Mason, Columbo, get somebody in here. Because this is what a delicious crime. The other very upsetting thing was that normally you would think that if a child is doing this, they're not being fed properly at home. She loved breakfast and dinner too. Like they called her parents and they were like, hey, do you know that Sheila has been stealing other kids' lunches and eating them? They were like, I don't see how that's as possible because she always eats her fill at breakfast.
And they're like, wait a minute. And I never get to have breakfast at all. Wait a minute.